This is News Talk.
Well, again, there's only one story on pretty much all of the front pages this morning. This is after the COVID-19 briefing last night, comments by Dr. Tony Holohan, and the fact that we've a cabinet meeting later today. I'll just bring you some of the front pages. The Irish Times, sweeping COVID curbs on the way amid third wave fears. Sweeping recommendations on tough new restrictions will go before cabinet today, including closing restaurants and pubs on Christmas Eve. The advice from the cabinet subcommittee will be that businesses such as hairdressers, manicurists, cinemas and galleries should also close before Christmas. However, non-essential retail is to remain open with strict guidelines instead on the numbers in store. And the subcommittee didn't arrive at a final decision for recommendations on clamping down inter-county travel and household visits. The cabinet will consider that today, and the government source said the recommendations would be closer to level 5 than level 3. And that, of course, is what Tony Holohan is recommending. Is we need level 5 at some stage after Christmas. I don't envy ministers going into that meeting today, but equally, you know, you don't envy hairdressers, pub owners, those who own cinemas, all of those people who will just say, here we go again. Can we please have a chance to, you know, try and make some money and get our business going? The Irish Independent, restaurants and pubs to be closed from Christmas Eve. They'll close from around lunchtime on Christmas Eve, according to Philip Ryan, under plans which have been described as level 5 minus. So we're back to this thing where we have a 5-level plan, but then we have sort of level 3 plus, level 5 minus. And under the proposals which will be put before Cabinet today, inter-county travel will be banned from midnight on St. Stephen's Day, and it's expected that the ban on travel to and from Britain will be extended to December 31st. There is some confusion about the inter-county travel, and obviously we'll get clarity on it today, but I'm seeing a lot of people asking, what time does the ban on inter-county travel come in? Will I be stuck, you know, in my hometown when I need to get home to where I actually live? And there's a lot of confusion. They're going to have to clarify this, but certainly the understanding is that if you're down the country, for example, you can stay down the country over Christmas and then you just go home. But from St. Stephen's Day, if you're in Dublin or you're in Roscommon, that's where you live, you just stay there, so you don't go touring the country after St. Stephen's Day. And we also heard from Tony Holohan last night that now is not the time to be travelling around the country. I mean, you really couldn't be left in any doubt as to his views on where we are on COVID-19 in this country at the moment. And they're really urging people, rethink your plans. And if you have been socialising in recent weeks, meeting people for dinner, maybe you shouldn't be going home to elderly relatives. The Irish Examiner, up to 200 people found in a Dublin pub not serving food. Obviously, all of the talk is about pubs and restaurants having to close before Christmas. And Jess Casey has this story here. Up to 200 people were found at a pub in Dublin where no food was being served and there was no social distancing. The discovery was made as thousands of pubs and restaurants were inspected by Gardaí to ensure compliance with the regulations. Gardaí said it's continuing to find premises breaching regulations, and a Dublin pub had between 180 and 200 people inside at 10:30 at night with no food and no social distancing. Another premises in Dublin inspected at 1:30 in the morning was found to have 25 people inside with fresh pints pulled, as well as no social distancing and no food. And in the south, one pub inspected at 12:35 a.m. had 30 people present, seated inside with full drinks and no food. Not really fair on the other pubs who are trying their best to comply with all of the rules and now face being closed again. The Irish Sun, COVID third wave here, but so is vaccine. Actually, the Irish Sun reminds us there was a little bit of positive news yesterday that the EU now approving that vaccine, and it could arrive in this country as early as St. Stephen's Day. So we'll take any positives we can get at the moment. The Irish Daily Star, here we go again, talking about another lockdown as the third wave is here. The Irish Daily Mirror, eve of chaos, the government ordering a Christmas Eve lockdown as a third wave and mutant strain of COVID-19 spark chaos. And finally, the Irish Daily Mail, rattled by third wave, restaurants and gastropubs are expected to close across the country from mid-afternoon on Christmas Eve. Now, on to other news, and we'll go to the front of the Irish Times. And obviously, we have this big issue in France at the moment where we've a ban on road freight from Britain. And the warning on the front of the Irish Times is that this could force meat plants to reduce processing and affect their purchase of livestock from farmers. France obviously is banning travel to and from the UK, and that includes accompanied lorry freight travelling through Britain. And that's a big, big route for Irish hauliers to get to some important markets in Europe. And Cormac Healy, Director of Meat Industry Ireland, said if there was no clarity or improvement soon at an EU level, then fresh and chilled meat exports would be affected and meat processors could be forced to reduce production. So that's certainly not good news in that particular sector. The Irish Examiner, I will get to some nice stories in a minute, I promise you, but the Irish Examiner has a rather disturbing piece on the fact that surgeons in Ireland have mistakenly operated on the wrong side or wrong part of patients' bodies 63 times in hospitals since 2017. And like, there's a lot of people out there who are very nervous about surgery at the best of times, and this will just be a nightmare when they hear this. Records released by the HSE show that the number of what's called wrong site procedures, now that's not where you get it done in the wrong hospital, that's where it's done in the wrong part of your body, but anyway, these procedures have increased in each of the past 3 years, rising from 15 in 2017 to 19 in 2018 and 22 last year. And just to give you an example of what's called a wrong site surgery, these include the removal of a boy's healthy left kidney instead of his poorly functioning right kidney. The Irish Patients Association demanding an explanation for why we have all of these increases in wrong body parts being removed and all different types of surgery going on there. Lovely story in the Irish Independent and in a couple of the other papers about a man who you could definitely call a politics anorak. And he's been collecting election posters, political leaflets and memorabilia for nearly 40 years, and now he hopes to open a museum. Alan Kinsella, you might be aware of Alan Kinsella on Twitter. He collects all of these different posters, leaflets, and he charts the Irish political landscape as far back as the 1910s, and he began his collection in 1982, and now he says if he won the lotto he'd open a museum. At the moment all of these are in his lovely wooden shed, but some of the things he has in store in his shed include Labour Party branded condoms, Sinn Féin harmonicas and a set of disinfectant wipes bearing the image of former Health Minister Simon Harris, and these were released before the pandemic there. And among his prized possessions is a poster from the 1917 Clare by-election, remembered more than a century on for announcing Eamon de Valera's arrival on the political stage. Lovely story there, and hopefully he does win the lotto and he gets to introduce a kind of, what would you call it, a politics museum or a political literature museum in this country. Now, staying with politics, we've a couple of politicians with ideas in the papers this morning. The first one is from former Lord Mayor Christy Burke. And this is after Dublin's big win over the weekend, and I'd love to hear your views on this. You can text me here on News Talk 53106, because Christy Burke is calling on Dublin City Council to mark the history-making All-Ireland senior football team by changing an iconic meeting spot. And Christy Burke is lodging a motion with the council to add another light to the famous five lamps to the North Strand area to mark Dublin's six in a row All-Ireland wins. Now, the lampposts are situated on an island, in case you don't know, in the middle of the road at the junction of five streets, including Portland Row, North Strand Road, Savile Place, Amien Street and Killarney Street. I'll tell you, I've been stuck in traffic outside the five lamps more times than I care to remember. They're there since 1880, and now Christy Burke wants a sixth lamp added to the five lamps. Another politician with an idea this morning, this is in the Mail, is Senator Gerard Crockwell, and he is a former soldier, and he thinks that Ireland's main supermarkets should salute our soldiers by offering them a free Christmas turkey this year. He's pushing for the goodwill from grocers towards our troops by copying a US tradition, and he says that Dunn's, Lidl, Aldi, Tesco and others should offer at least a discount of 20% on turkeys in the final days of shopping for our hard-working troops who risk their lives throughout the year despite what he calls their low pay. And he wants turkeys for troops. Interesting idea. Final story for you comes from the Times of London. If you have a Fitbit or one of these fitness trackers, well, you're way more healthy than the rest of us, because people who use a fitness tracker walk almost a mile extra a day, according to research. And they're now recommending, these researchers, that fitness devices should be prescribed to help treat health conditions that are caused by poor lifestyle. So some of us like to just not know what we do during the day, but if you have one of those, you're fitter than the rest of us, and you can be smug all over Christmas about that.
On 106 to 108 FM and at newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.